Is Dylan? Dylan, hi. Can you come and say something about your piece called Year?
Tell us about it. I've known Dylan since he was, at Berkeley High School, and been playing his music since, I think.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. So, I'm from Berkeley, California, and I don't know Terry Riley personally, but he's kind of he's like a household god if you grew up in Northern California. And I remember seeing him walk by on the street near my high school with this very recognizable double beard that's braided down here. And I sang his music like on the beach with friends, and he was a big part of growing up in the musical world of Northern California. And so when I was thinking about what to write for this piece, the most important element of Terry Riley to me is home. And so this piece is about home in the four places where I was during Terry Riley's 80th year. And so it starts in Barrytown, New York, in the winter, and then there's spring in Athens in Greece, and summer in Berkeley, and fall in New Haven. And the piece, it doesn't depict these places in any sort of obvious programmatic way. I think of it more as like a set of four star maps, you know, lying on your back and looking up at the sky from four different places in time and space. And it's slightly different wherever you are, but still, part of the same orbit. So that's the piece. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anaya, I mean, by, I'm sorry, I see Anaya Lockwood, so I want to say her name, by Christine Southworth. And this is Sparkita and her kittens. This is the photograph that she was found in a castle in Croatia. Yes, Motovun, Croatia. Sparkita and her kittens.
Thank you.
Pauline Oliveris' a trilling piece for Terry. And the score, score is just one page. She says a trill, she takes a trill as a loose definition where a trill could be any alternation of sounds between single to multiple pitches or sounds. It can vary from slow to rapid as possible. All the possible sounding surfaces can be used. So she wants you to use the entire piano. So Jerome Kitsky and I are going to perform Pauline Oliveris is a trilling piece for Terry. Thank you. last piece is Terry Riley's Be Kind to One Another Rag, which she wrote. I commissioned this piece in 2009, and then he rewrote it last year. So this is the new version, Be Kind to One Another Rag. And I thought it was interesting to start with Terry Riley and his minimalist phase of a book of his piano music just came out from Shermer. And it starts actually with a piece before the keyboard studies, which is two pieces that he wrote at UC Berkeley, very Schoenberg-like, sort of 12-tone pointillistic all over the piano. And it's extraordinary to go from that to then a couple years later, the keyboard studies. And then this piece is one of his, he has several piano pieces that I think encompass a wide range of his interests, from North Indian raga to minimalism to jazz to honky-tonk piano, blues, all kinds of things, classical music, it's all there. So this began, like many of his piano pieces, began as an improvisation that he improvised some material and started refining it, and it was a kind of lullaby that he would play to his grandchildren, Misha and Simone, and they would ask for this music. And so then he eventually turned it into a piano piece. The title comes from something Alice Walker said right after September 11, 2001. She said, "Now we have to be kind to one another."